National Indigenous Music Awards celebrated First Nations musicians over the weekend. The event came as more Indigenous musicians are reaching a larger national and even international audience to tell their stories through music. Kevin Suarez has this report.
The National Indigenous Music Awards were held over the weekend and saw Baker Boy and Mojo Juju taking out the top gongs. The award-winning musicians had different approaches to telling their own stories, with some incorporating their own language and dialects into their songs, while others sang about their identity.
My great-granddaddy was Wiradjuri. My father came here from the Philippines.
Mark Smith is the Executive Director of Music NT, the awards event producer, and reflected on this year's winners.
It was an interesting reflection of the new guard coming through. You know, I think having someone like Mojo Juju winning some of those key awards and Baker Boy taking out Artists of the Year, it's showing that there's such a depth in this scene at the moment. Like, you know, having Tasman and Dallas and, you know, even Accent weren't there, like Thelma, Kate wasn't playing, but there's an exciting sort of new wave of Indigenous music coming through, and I think that's really healthy for the sector, and it was really great that the awards reflected that.
Baker Boy took out the top award for Artist of the Year, a year after being named as the best new talent.
You got me feeling myself, now I'll put it on you.
His grandfather, Bob Baker, explained how the community reacted to the win.
As you can guess, we're very proud of him out here. He's born at Melingimbi and grew up at Melingimbi and did some schooling also at Maningrida. So we're all, both Melingimbi and Maningrida, both isolated Arnhem Land communities. We're both proud, all proud of him.
Ever since he was young, Bob said Baker Boy, real name Dan Zell, had an interest in getting into performing arts. He particularly had an interest in dancing, something which was reflected in his song Muriyuna, a Yolongu word meaning to freestyle dance. Mr. Baker looks back at Danzel's growing interest in dancing.
From a young bloke, his grandmother, like my wife, Janjay, is a local girl, Melingimbi, and he grew up here and he took on dancing with our local dancers called the Melingimbi Island Dancers, who his grandma commenced the Melingimbi Island Dancers many years ago when he was only a young boy. He grew up into our family group here dancing.
Mr. Baker says his grandson is still in touch with his roots.
Yeah, he's very much an island boy. He's still coming out and visiting the families and keeps in touch with us regularly. He put a show on here, Baker Boy and his team, last year at the local festival. So he's very popular and well-known. He's still keeping close to his families across, as well as performing right across Australia, across the nation, yeah.
Several music publications, such as Tone Deaf, said the awards were cementing proof that First Nations music wasn't just a genre, but a creative force, a sentiment Mr. Smith agreed with.
Oh, it's definitely a creative force. I think the idea, I mean, you know, Indigenous music isn't a genre. It's a collection of lots of different musicians making lots of different music. I think that, you know, you've seen any of the music that's happening over the last 2 years or so, that it isn't a creative force. Like, these musicians are making waves across the country, but internationally too. You know, there's artists touring all over the world, and I think that's a really exciting place to be.
Mr. Smith explored how the event has grown in recent years.
Each year we look back at what was before and sort of wonder how we got there, but this year especially seemed to set a new benchmark for what the awards are capable of. I think, you know, it was a really eclectic lineup that presented, you know, what's happening across the board in the Indigenous music sector, which was amazing, like from both classical to sort of contemporary music and hip-hop. So that was really exciting. And I think, you know, we just saw thousands of people come in to celebrate this music, which was just, you know, really what the intent is of that event, to really provide this platform to showcase. And, you know, it felt like in many respects it had fully arrived this year, which was great.
He said he looks forward to next year and what direction the industry will take.
How do you go on from something that felt really amazing this year? And I think, you know, part of it is just continuing to make sure that the event reflects what's happening in the scene, but it's, you know, we're always looking to how we can sort of grow and use this platform to celebrate what's happening with the artists and with the music from across this country. So we're looking into what that can mean, and we hope to work with those artists and work with the sector to see what best shape this event could take.
Mark Smith is the Executive Director of Music NT, the awards event producer, and ending that report by Kevin Suarez.